This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. My brother was cleaning out his bookshelves and decided to give me one of his books. I was quite surprised. It was Susan Boyle, The Woman I Was Born to Be. Now, I hadn't read her life story. I was looking forward to a good read. Susan Boyle, well known, rose to prominence, as you might know, in 2009 with the stunning vocals in Britain's Got Talent. She seemed to come from nowhere, a small Scottish town, the youngest of nine brothers and sisters, and a poor middle-class working family who'd known their share of hardship in the 1960s. She sold millions of albums and adored by many people around the world, a fabulous singing style. She was an unemployed charity worker living with Pebbles. Pebbles is her cat. And Susan Boyle became an overnight sensation. When she was born in 1961, her mother was not very well. The birth was difficult. Her mother had already given birth to eight children over 23 years. The doctor had warned her not to have any more children. It was obviously a risky operation. And in fact, the doctors had recommended that she be terminated, but her mother would not agree with quite a drastic solution like that. It was touch and go. Susan was born by cesarean section, a dramatic moment. But here's what I found interesting in the book. The doctor told her parents, it seems that she may have suffered some slight brain damage. And here's what he said. It's in page 14 of the book, if you're interested. It's probably best to accept that Susan will never be anything. She will never come to anything, so don't expect too much of her. As I read those words, I had a sense of sadness. What was this doctor really saying to the couple who welcomed their ninth child into the family, that she wouldn't amount to anything? Brain damage? I thought it was a fairly disgraceful statement. How would he know what this little baby's future would be? And now, I hope our medical world has advanced a lot. In fact, it has, since 1962, but quite a useless statement, I thought. Think about it for a moment. Not everyone makes a flying start in life. Einstein was thought to be backward. Walt Disney was fired from his first job. They said he had no imagination. The Beatles, they were turned down by Decca Records. J.K. Rowling had her first book turned down again and again. So how could anyone know that these people would make such a tremendous impact in our world? Susan Boyle came from a very humble beginning and has brought enjoyment to many people around the world. So that doctor was very wrong. I think, unfortunately, there are many people who have this instant replay message in their head. I wish I'd never been born. I'll never amount to anything. I'm just a loser. A terribly destructive message. A minister at church one Sunday morning talked about the ways that people bless or curse you. And the words that parents speak to kids can either bless them or can actually harm them in some way. A child who's told that he or she is of great value will usually grow up believing that. A child who's taught you're stupid or you're good for nothing, well, that child will sometimes grow up thinking that. It takes God's touch of love and compassion to change that inner voice. It needs changing to say, I am a worthy person. So unfortunately, we've got a tendency in life to base our worth on what other people think or view about us. If someone else finds me worthy of their love, I think, well, that's good. But if I don't feel that I'm receiving approval, it means that there's something wrong with me. So don't worry about what others think. I don't think that's really realistic to say that. I think we're all accepted by God. So base our worth on what God thinks of you. The problem is, of course, that people are not perfect. People's views and opinions are changing all the time. Parents, we get it wrong, don't we? We can say the wrong thing to our kids. And I believe the only way to get deep-rooted self-worth is to understand how God views you. He is love. He is perfect. He is unconditional. God talks to us through his word. And he has that design that he knew you before you were born, and he believes in you. Lord, help me not to believe that lie. You'll never amount to anything, because I can trust in you for all things. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.